Earlier this week, Morning Edition told you about a college student in New York who painted single words on cowls so that when they wandered around, they would compose poetry. The idea isn't new. The would-be poets differ from location to location. In Northern England, the agency responsible for developing the arts has given a writer a grant worth more than $2,000 to create random poetry using sheep. Valerie Laws has painted the words of a poem on the backs of sheep on a farm in Northumberland. A spokesman for the agency says it is interested in supporting the development of text-based public art in unusual situations. Laws describes her work as an exploration of literature and quantum mechanics. The BBC's Richard Wells prepared this report.
The bard might have thought the poetic concept wholly woolly, but armed with aerosol paint sprays, Valerie Laws has written single words of a poem on the backs of 15 breeding ewes. Originally, the poem read, "Clouds graze the sky, below sheep drift gentle, over fields, soft mirrors, warm white snow." But as the sheep move haphazardly around the fields at White House Farm, they will make their own poetry to amuse or confuse those passing. Valerie Laws has studied science as well as literature, and she says randomness and the role of the observer are among the principles of quantum mechanics. People visiting the farm will be able to look down on the fold and create new poems. But when critics tell Mrs. Laws she must be joking, she takes it as a compliment.
I don't mind if people think it's bonkers, and I don't mind if people laugh about it. I like to make people laugh with my work as well as writing serious poetry. And although I'm doing this as a serious piece of conceptual art and combining science and art, I'm quite happy if people find it funny.
The farmer, Donald Slater, says with market prices depressed, seeing the sheep is cheering him up. But for how long? Northumberland in winter is notoriously wet, and rain and snow could soon reduce the words of the poem to little more than indecipherable blobs of paint.
The BBC's Richard Wells.